1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully you guys are off to a great start this morning. Man, was it super cool to watch the jersey retirement for Sergey Fedorov last night. Brought back so many memories, being able to see old clips. Man, it just brought me back to when I was a kid. Just growing up, just loving the Red Wings. And I had a phone conversation for 10 minutes yesterday after I talked about this with this guy just calling in, and we just shared some memories. It was really cool. Just talking about our favorite Detroit Red Wings, some of the players. And we were talking about just how spoiled we were growing up with such a good hockey team. And I love the fact that they're playing their hearts out and they're in first place on the East. It's just solid news, man. Detroit teams are just killing it this year. So very happy about that. And he definitely deserved the jersey retirement. I remember a lot of people gave him some flack when he left. And, you know, I didn't pay too much attention to that. I was just bummed that he wasn't on the team anymore. But he's always been one of my favorite Red Wings. And so glad he got his jersey retired last night. Can you read his message that he had for the fans on the 107.7 RKR app? 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Speaking of driving, man, Monster Truck Wars, the official Monster Truck Series, is going to be rolling into Kellogg Arena February 7th and February 8th. They've got a Saturday matinee, a Saturday evening show, and a Sunday matinee at noon, 6 p.m. on Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sunday. And it's going to be super sick, man. They got the Monster Truck Wars out there. You get to ride in a real monster truck. You go out there, you got Monster Truck Wars Shark Attack, and there's a whole bunch of them out there. Outlaw, seven-time champion. Shark Attack was the 2023 points champion. T-Rex, the world's first and only T-Rex. This is so cool. Locomotive, a steam power attitude. This is a brand new monster that they're introducing. So you get to actually meet the trucks, like, and the drivers there. There's a whole bunch of info on the 107.7 RKR app, what you can expect from this. But always love the monster trucks. Just bring your headphones, because, yeah, I'm definitely going to be bringing mine. I don't need any more hearing loss. I got enough help with that already. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Today on Vinyl and 45, we paid tribute to the late Bob Weir, who passed away yesterday at the age of 78 years old. He was a founding member of the Grateful Dead and bands like Further, Rad Dog, and of course, Dead & Company. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994 as a member of the Grateful Dead, and will go down as being one of the most influential jam guitarists of all time. As we celebrate and remember the life of Bob Weir. Rest in peace. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 107.7 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. They're doing Mick Teacher Night at McDonald's tomorrow off Columbia Avenue West. And that's happening tomorrow from 4:30 to 7 o'clock for Prairie View Elementary School. So just going out there, you'll be able to support Prairie View Elementary School. School staff and teachers are going to be on site. They're going to be welcoming people and assisting families and students that evening. And the Maynard family, McDonald's, is going to be donating a percentage of all the sales, including mobile orders, to Prairie View Elementary. So we have all the info on the 107.7 RKR app. If you want to head out there, I might even like run out there and grab a Big Mac or something. But that's great, being able to go out there. And again, they're going to be donating proceeds of all the sales, including mobile app orders, to Prairie View Elementary. So grab some food and help some local people out. And you know, you're helping kids out, so you're doing the best thing you could possibly do on a Wednesday. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Joined on the phone right now by a prior guest of the Rocker Morning Show, former lead vocalist of Queensryche, currently on the Operation Mindcrime Tour, going to be making its way to Grand Rapids here. Welcome back to the Rocker Morning Show, Jeff Tate.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. How have you been?
I've been good. Been healthy, happy, working hard.
I love that, man. Very geared up for the continuation of this tour, Operation Mindcrime, coming at us actually May 12th at Elevation in Grand Rapids. You can grab tickets at jefftate.com. How's this tour been so far?
Oh, it's been great. Yeah, we're pretty much concentrating on the U.S. right now. And I think we have two more legs in the United States before we move to other parts of the world. But yeah, it's going great. We've been going since spring, you know?
Yeah.
And we took a break during the holidays, of course. Everybody had their holiday time, you know, and so now we're back at it to continue the tour.
Yeah, we look at this album. It's really become a phenomenon. When you're performing the whole album on stage, do you see fans in the audience singing the whole thing with you?
Oh, yeah, I hear them. Yeah, people are very vocal about the album. And, it varies from location to location, but primarily people are singing all the lyrics, jumping up and down. It's fun to watch from my perspective, actually, that people are having such a great time, listening and experiencing the music. It's a wonderful, wonderful view I have.
As you guys had after the success of Operation Mindcrime, you followed up with Empire, which I'm sure expectations were high, but you guys crushed it. Silent Lucidity went to number one. Talk to me about that whole time frame, because it must have felt like riding a wave.
Well, it's different when you're involved in it, you know?
Yeah.
It's on a day-to-day thing. You're pretty much focused on writing, and writing is it's a lonely endeavor.
Yeah.
You know, it's just you sitting in a room, you know, contemplating your thoughts and trying to get something down, you know, and recorded. And it takes time. It really does. It's not something you can just immediately come up with things and mass produce music. Probably easier now with AI and all the different computer tools you can use. It's probably a lot faster now to create music, but it's still, it takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, especially when you're locked in a room with your biggest critic, yourself. So,
yeah. Yeah, I try not to listen to myself.
Yeah.
Well, or I'd never get anything done.
And we're looking forward to your guys' return. Jeff Tate's Operation Mindcrime, the final chapter. You guys are going to be at Elevation in Grand Rapids, May 12th. Looking forward to seeing you there again. Again, jefftate.com is where you can get those tickets. Best of luck on this tour, man, and can't wait to see you in May.
All right. Thanks for the interview, Mark. Appreciate it, man.
You got it, man. Great talking to you again. We go heavily into depth about the history of Operation Mindcrime and what followed on the full interview available to download right now on the 107.7 RKR app. Just click the on demand button and get it right now. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. And we are once again joined in the studio by our good friend Nick from Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness. Good morning, brother.
Good morning. We're just taking care of business today, right? We're
taking care of business every day. How things going over there, man?
We're doing pretty well. It's new year, new you.
Exactly. So we are getting to the tail end of the football season. Things are starting to pick up a little bit. Last week, for that matter, we had some big stakes on the line. We had four picks between us, and we were tied. So let's go quick recap from last week. Packers flopped super hard against the Bears. I should have placed a bet at halftime. Otherwise, you might be hosting this show. But I lost out on my point there. So Nicky gained the advantage there. We both botched the Bills game. We thought the Jags were going to make it through, but it just didn't happen. So, Bills got that one. No points there. We both called Indiana. That was an easy pick. However, Miami shocked the world against Ole Miss. I did get a point for that, so we remain tied, and it is at 36 apiece. Unbelievable. All right, here we go. A Rocker Big Picks of the Week, sponsored by Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness. Nick, let's start off with your game this week.
My game this week is we're going for the Patriots Texans game. I think this is the most intriguing game in the NFL playoff to me this week, at least. Patriots are at home for this one. Texans defense looks just outstanding, and I think they're going to come in and hold the Patriots to a pretty low score and just give themselves a chance. I'm going to go with the Texans on this one. I think it's going to be a 21-14 game.
Yeah, I'm feeling the exact opposite. I'm feeling more points on the board, a shootout between the two teams. Mm. But I feel like the Patriots, a lot of teams that are like flash in the pan, like that are really hot out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Have kind of getting bounced.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's going to happen with the Patriots. I actually think they're going to make it to the AFC Championship. And I'm going to pick the Patriots on this one, 28-24 over the Texans, even though you're right, Texans D looking very, very solid.
Yeah.
All right, moving along in the NFL, over in the NFC, our neck of the woods, the Bears versus the Rams. Nick, this has been we talked a little bit about that Bears game against the Packers last week. That was an unbelievable comeback and an unbelievable meltdown by the Packers. Where do you think the Bears fare in this Rams game?
I think they've got a pretty good chance. They met each other earlier in the year, and the Bears won that game. Pretty solid win for them, actually, in that game. And this time, it's going to be like, 15 degrees and snowy and windy. And, you know, Stafford doesn't generally do well in those conditions. So I am going to go with the Bears to beat them again this year. I think it's going to be a 24-13 game.
Even though I'm pulling for them to keep going.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to say their luck ran out with the Packers and that Stafford is going to just Stafford up and show that he's not ready for retirement. I'm actually going to go the opposition. Rams 35-27. Bears season comes to an end. Hopefully I'm wrong because I want to see the Bears make it to the Super Bowl.
I just want to be able to use Stafford up in my daily life now.
Stafford up, yes. All right, finally, our Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness big pick of the game, big pick of the week. This game, obviously, no-brainer here. We're talking about the national championship.
Yeah.
This is the big one for college football. Indiana, University of Miami. This was a showdown that I was not expecting.
No.
I don't think anybody, if anybody put Indiana versus University of Miami.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're living large right now. They're probably on the beach somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But this is going to be an interesting game. Give me your thoughts. I think this is Indiana's year.
Yep. I said that last week too. I think Indiana's going to go all the way, and I think Indiana's going to win here. Miami is a great story, but Indiana's just too good, and I think they're going to win big, and I think it's going to be a score of 44-21.
Yeah, I kind of picked that Indiana was going to go all the way as well, but excuse me for getting a little deep state on you. But I think The Rock, who's a University of Miami alumni, is in deep pockets. And he's a part of TKO, who owns WWE. And I think he's going to go to Indiana. He's going to give him a little payoff.
Okay.
And Miami is going to win this one. 28-27. Miami upsets Indiana with the greatest upset of all time with The Rock paying off. The ownership of Indiana University. This is all, by the way, a wrestling angle. The thoughts and views expressed by Mark Frankhouse during the big picks of the week are not necessarily those of Town Square Media. I'm just going to pick Miami for the hell of it so that we have separate guesses. I think you're going to run me 3-0, but who knows? I'm picking Miami 28-27 for the greatest upset in national championship history. Nick, what's going on at Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness?
Oh, man. Well, right now, we just brought in a new massage therapist. Her name is Amanda, and she is offering a heck of a deal for anybody who wants to come in and see her for their first 60 minutes. You get $20 off, so that's just $80 for an hour massage. And you can get scheduled right on our website, kzooathleticwellness.com.
Beautiful. And if you guys want to get in and try to get on some winnings, we're going to give you $20 in Detroit Lions scratch-offs. Hopefully they'll have better luck than the Lions had this year. 978-1077, caller 7. You're going to win $20 in Detroit Lions scratch-offs. And Nick, good luck. And good luck, I guess, to the Bears, because they're the only ones that go...
That's gotta go deeper metal scream.
Yeah. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. We give you the chance to be a part of our Friday festivities on 107.7 RKR at around 9:35. Every Friday, we are joined by our good friend Jake from Presidential Brewing Company in Portage. It was so great to finally have that first beer of the weekend of 2026 last Friday, and we give you a $20 gift certificate just for hanging out with us on the radio. and enjoying those delicious beers that they got over there. They got really good food, though. So, like I said, $20 gift certificate we give away every Friday at around 9:35. So hang out with us. First beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company in Portage. We check up with them, see what they got coming up in the upcoming weeks. It's always a fun time here on Fridays on 107.7 RKR, so be a part of it. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. One of the most ridiculous freaking things I have ever seen is on a show called Ugliest House in America. This is on HGTV, and it recently showcased a West Michigan home. And this thing is nuts. It's from the outside, this Jennison home looks to be like a really cute, like, riverside farmhouse. Inside, I don't know what the hell they were thinking. While all three Michigan homes were featured on the 2025 season, the interior of this historic riverboat landing home is one of the weirdest choices I have ever seen for a house. The entire thing is carpeted. There's a room that the entire thing is carpeted, like the floor, the wall, the ceiling, everything is carpeted. Like, who did this? Who allowed them to do this? The video is on the 107.7 RKR app. I don't know how you could live in a room like this. Like, you would be having dust particles fly all over you all the freaking time. Can you imagine walking in, seeing someone vacuuming the ceiling and be like, damn, I didn't realize you guys were this medical out here in Michigan. But yes, indeed you are.